For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It was the fourth deadliest school shooting, with 10 people dead, including 9 students, and 10 others were wounded, several in critical condition. Police say 17-year-old Demetrius Pergorchis admits that he opened fire at Santa Fe High School in Texas, but they're not saying why. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
We need to be doing everything humanly possible to stop this from ever happening again.
Police say explosive devices were also found. Also on Friday, a woman was killed and another wounded in a high school parking lot in Jonesboro, Georgia. WGCL-TV's Brittany Miller.
An argument broke out and that led to gunshots. We have one woman that is confirmed dead. We have another person that was shot in the leg. And we also heard that a pregnant woman was trampled during this incident.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Scientists say they don't know when Hawaii's Kilauea volcano will quiet down. It's been 2 weeks since the volcano started sending lava flows into neighborhoods. There are now 2 new fissures, ground cracks, bursting with lava, stranding 40 more homeowners in the area. Roughly 2,000 residents received free protective gas masks due to the tremendous ash cloud, which happened on Thursday during the biggest eruption so far. Porn actress Stormy Daniels on a cross-country tour of strip clubs is now a hot ticket due to her high-profile legal fight with President Trump. She was forced to cut short her performance at Stars Cabaret in Bend, Oregon, when a man in the audience threw his wallet in her face. The man was later confronted by police. He told them he was wasted and extremely sorry. Ms. Daniels declined to press charges against him. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A possible terror attack is foiled in France. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
French officials say they have foiled what could have been a deadly terrorist attack in their nation using either deadly ricin or explosives, and they've arrested 2 Egyptian-born brothers before they could strike. The interior minister says they'd been tracking extremist activity on social networks. Details of the circumstances of their arrests not released.
That's Chris Barnes. A health alert being issued by the CDC about Lyme disease and other diseases you can pick up from ticks. They're saying the number of people getting sick has climbed nearly 3 times in the last 15 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the birth rate has fallen for nearly every group of women of reproductive age in America. USA Radio's John Clemens.
In 2017, there were 3,853,472 children born in the U.S. That is a 2% decline, reflecting the lowest level since 1987. One factor may be millennials, who are typically in their prime childbearing years, are choosing to have fewer children later in life, if they have them at all. Another factor is that Asians, who make up the largest portion of immigrants, tend to have fewer children of all the other immigrant groups. I'm John Clemen.
And 32 people were injured when 2 buses collide near the Lincoln Tunnel in New York City on Friday, and all but one of the victims ended up in the hospital. It all happened when a bus rear-ended another about 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.